SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. European and NATO leaders will accompany Ukrainian President Zelensky to the White House today to meet with President Trump. The BBC's David Willis says the gathering follows Mr. Trump's sit-down last week with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
In a message on his social media platform Truth Social, Donald Trump reinforced two of Russia's key conditions to ending the conflict, that Ukraine relinquish its claim to join NATO and recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea. That will not please Mr. Zelensky, who is expected to face pressure to accept a peace deal following what the White House described as a productive meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. It's thought that central to negotiations could be Russia's demand for the withdrawal of Ukrainian forces from the Donbass region of Ukraine.
A reality check, courtesy Secretary of State Rubio.
Now, you can't have a peace agreement unless both sides give and get. You can't have a peace agreement unless both sides make concessions. That's a fact. That's true in virtually any negotiation. If not, it's just called surrender, and neither side is going to surrender.
Rubio on ABC's This Week program. New York City police investigating a Brooklyn shooting. It left three people dead, nine others wounded.
There was a dispute inside the crowded club that led to the shooting. We believe that there were up to four shooters involved in this incident.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it happened early yesterday morning and there have been no arrests. Hurricane Aaron has strengthened to a Cat 4 storm, 130-mile-per-hour winds. Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands have been lashed by the storm's outer bands. It could produce dangerous surf along the U.S. East Coast later in the week. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 72 points. NASDAQ futures off 58. This is SRN News. A warning from the Attorney General of Louisiana.
Liz Merle says Roblox, the children's video gaming platform, is a haven for child predators. Roblox is immensely popular with young people, and for that reason, Merle has filed suit against it, charging it with failing to establish even the most basic safety protocols for its customers. The AG says, quote, users can easily say they are younger or older than their actual age, allowing child predators to pose as children and for children to bypass any age requirement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are using sexual violence against Christians and other religious minorities in Africa. The United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic has documented cases of sexual assault, sexual slavery, and forced marriage affecting hundreds of women and girls. In mineral-rich eastern Congo, the UN reports nearly 800 cases last year, often accompanied by extreme physical violence. This is SRN News. President Trump is applying his personal touch to the Kennedy Center and its annual awards program.
Earlier this year, the president installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and replaced the board with his supporters. This past week, he personally announced the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center honors and revealed that he will host the ceremony in December. Donald Trump has complained of a woke agenda at the Kennedy Center and in D.C.'s cultural institutions, including the National Endowment of the Humanities and the Smithsonian Museums. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some American lawmakers are visiting South Korea and Japan, exploring how the United States can tap those allies' shipbuilding expertise. American commercial shipbuilding accounted for just a tenth of global capacity last year, while China produced 53%. It was followed closely by South Korea and Japan. More details at srnnews.com.